till dawn. Listen to the ass track, got it going on. Listen to the ladies, come on and let me spawn. Pour your eggs, then you go up the river. Listen to the ass track, that freaky nigga.
Now I'm at rock and I shock and I tick and I talk and I can't stop.
Hello, it's Wednesday and we are live a little late after 5 on the Heritage Radio Network. Today's show is sponsored by Edwards of Surrey, Virginia. The Edwards family has joined Heritage Foods USA and Newman Berkshire Farm to develop an all-natural product line featuring Surreyano hams, Berkshire smoked sausage, slab bacon, and sliced Berkshire Surreyano ham as well. These new products are produced exclusively from purebred six-spotted Berkshire pigs raised completely outdoors on independent family farms. The Edwards name is well known for its world-class aged and cured meats. For more about S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, visit www.edwardsvaham.com. We're here today with friend Ben Flanner of Brooklyn Grange. Ben, how's it going?
Hey, Heather. It's going good.
Awesome. Well, I know we've had you on the network once or twice or three times, maybe more before. But why don't you just give our listeners a little bit of background on who you are?
Well, I'm Ben Flanner, and I will be the farmer of Brooklyn Grange Farm this summer. It's going to be an urban rooftop farm in Queens. Even though our name's Brooklyn Grange.
Awesome. So I know
we don't discriminate.
This is the question everyone was waiting to hear. You guys have a lease. You have a place signed. Ready to go?
Just this afternoon, we signed a lease.
Congratulations. Indeed. If I had the sound effects, I'd give it a round of applause. So what exactly is Brooklyn Grange?
Well, Brooklyn Grange is a rooftop farm, hopefully networked someday. It's we're going to start out with a 43,000 square foot roof, which is exactly an acre. And we're going to cover the whole thing with soil, barring a couple obstacles, including an awesome water tower with a platform. Below it, so we'll have a little shade area.
A super awesome obstacle.
An American flag. And we're going to cover the whole thing with soil and grow vegetables.
Okay, is there anything special about the soil because it's, you know, on top of a roof?
Yeah, it's a little bit lighter. It's a blend. There's a couple of lightweight aggregate rocks in it. I guess it varies slightly by the batch, but in general they use calcine, pumice, expanded shale, different types of clay, sometimes lava when they can get it conveniently and inexpensively. And they blend that with compost, and that's the organic matter that provides all the nutrients for the vegetables. And it comes out about 25% lighter than a typical topsoil would be.
So like that'll help for those people that living beneath this roof.
Working, living, yep, exactly. They want light soil.
Is it an industrial space or residential?
It's commercial. Yeah, it was an old manufacturing building, and it's six stories high. Seems to have tenants in most every unit. I'm sure there's a couple vacancies. And it's just a range of different businesses. There's multimedia, there's some filming groups, there's some artists, there's a corporate headquarters of a manufacturer.
Now, do you think that the landlord
Smurfs.
Is... oh, really?
Yeah, they're filming some Smurfs in it.
Okay, awesome. Do you think that the landlord or you guys are going to provide what you grow on top of this roof to these businesses down below?
Yeah, definitely. We want to spread the word and sell as much as possible straight to the people. They're not going to buy everything that we grow. So there will be other places as well to sell.
Yeah, most certainly. I mean, so was this signing of the lease one of the biggest challenges you've had with this project thus far?
Totally. There's been a lot of pinnacles, a lot of highs and lows trying to get this thing going. A big thing was finding the right landlord because it's such a brand new idea and it's relatively permanent once on the roof. So we need trust, we need a good relationship, and we need a little bit of a risk taker because it's possible, but it's not easy to get it off, and they have to trust us and, take our rent.
Definitely. Now, how long is this initial lease for? Because I know when you're starting a farming project that not everything is going to happen or create profits in that first year.
10 years.
Oh, great.
10-year lease. We're going to hit it as hard as possible, but our season will be slightly shortened because it's late April already.
Mm-hmm.
We could have radishes already if we were right on top of it, if we planted them in March. So But yeah, but even by next year, we're going to be pretty ramped up. It's going to be a steady learning process, and we'll get better and smarter at it every year.
Sure. So now that you have this lease, how soon do you get up there and start? I know you've been propagating seeds, you know, pretty much everywhere surrounding where we are broadcasting from
all
right
over
now.
The place.
I think there's trees behind us and, you know, big plastic bins. Are those all going up on the roof?
Not all of them. Some of them are Roberta's right here. Everybody on the radio should know that Roberta's has a farm in its backyard as well, and we'll soon have weddings.
Wonderful.
But yeah, a whole bunch of those plants are for the Grange.
Wonderful. Great. Well, what is the importance of what you guys with Brooklyn Grange are doing?
What's the importance?
Yeah.
Well, it's an important farm. We're
well, bringing, you know, basically urban farming to, you know.
Sure.
A landscape above the city.
Yeah, well, we're going to be growing a significant amount of food, right? You know, within blocks and maybe a mile or two of exactly where it's consumed, which is difficult to do in the city. We truck in a whole lot of food from all over the world, some of it more or less efficiently and environmentally friendly than others, between the farmers market. Hunts Point is one of the largest, if not the largest, stockpile of food in the entire world up in the Bronx. And, you know, we're going to be growing it and then just selling it right there. We're going to be in Long Island City. We're going to sell as much as possible in Long Island City and Astoria. Sell it in Brooklyn and a little bit in Manhattan as well. But point being, it's picked and then eaten and people know exactly where it came from. They know it's super fresh and they know it was grown with love. They know their farmer.
So, I mean, you definitely wouldn't have started something like this without the demand for the supply, correct?
Demand for the supply. Good call. Yep. There's demand.
Okay, yeah, because last time we had you on, you had a farm in Greenpoint, was
uh-huh.
it?
Yeah, over the summer.
Okay, so that is totally separate from this.
Yes, that's a separate project. It was a incredibly important proving grounds,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if you recall when we talked, things were just getting going, but people were emailing and calling and asking for the produce. We'd have a market every Sunday that typically would sell out by about 1 o'clock or even noon.
Wow.
On nice sunny days. Restaurants could always take more. We didn't have enough. So that was incredibly important for learning and for completing this vision that we started with before we even built that farm.
Now, can you be fiscally sustainable with this project?
Mm-hmm. That was another important part of last year. We kept a lot of records on what the sales were, what the different values were of certain vegetables, how long they lasted in the ground, and basically came down to hard numbers that we could say, all right, so at this size, this is what we got. It comes down to dollars per foot. That's an important unit because then you can say, all right, so if we have 10,000 square feet, this is our dollars per foot. If we have 20, assume it's similar, it doubles, and then you can kind of scale it up. And then the larger it is, the less expensive it is to install the soil and the roof and the green roof.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, rent is an important point. And labor also, those are all components of it at all.
So how many square feet is this new rooftop space?
The total is 43,000, and we have obstructions. We estimate at 37,400, so
wow.
Say 37,000 to 38,000 square feet.
Okay, so do you already have like a mapped out plan of what crops you're going to be planting, you know, on those 37 to 38,000 square feet based off of what we just spoke about?
Not totally mapped out yet. The roof is new enough that I haven't had time to mm-hmm. do the exact bed drawings, but they will be done within a week before we install the soil. And I know generally what types of crops I'm going to grow in what proportion. I just don't have it totally mapped out. But that'll be fun.
Well, definitely.
And cool.
It sounds like fun. Well, can you share with us what some of, I guess, what do you call it in a restaurant, a cash cow crop for you would be?
Cash cow. salad greens are important because they have a little higher dollars per pound. They also grow very quickly. Tomatoes are very important. And then also little bits of value added are important where you can pickle something or make hot sauce out of hot peppers or jar something. We can make sauerkraut. Carrots and radishes
yeah.
would be
and this
cool.
is a way to sustain the farm all year round with some of these things that you could preserve or pickle too.
Yeah, we can put it in our root cellar.
Definitely. So is this going to be a working farm? How many months out of the year?
We'll see. It'll evolve. It would be great to get it up to 12, but I'm not sure if we're going to put up a greenhouse or a hoop house yet. We're going to try to tap into some heat sources from the building. That would be pretty cool. And then we could have natural heat without consuming any additional energy. But the natural season is about 8 to 9 months.
Okay.
Let's say we finish our last Brussels sprouts and broccoli and maybe some spinach in, depending on the weather, November or December.
Okay. So we're just running a little late for this year, but in the future we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be right on it.
Wonderful. So I think we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back here with Ben Flanner to talk more about Brooklyn Grange. Thank you to S-Words of Surrey, Virginia. We'll be right back.
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself, do it good. Spread yourself. It's not for the pop chart. So where should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track.
What up?
Drop English right about now.
And we're back with the Heritage Farm Report. And we're here with Ben Flanner of Brooklyn Grange.
Hey, Heather.
Hey. All right. Ben, is this only going to be a produce producing farm? Is there any chance for livestock in the future?
Livestock. Yeah, totally. Chickens could be fun. Rabbits could be fun.
They could be fun. Challenging.
Totally.
Challenging and fun.
Maybe on a different space, too. We'll see how it all goes. We're also going to have honeybees. Brandon, one of our partners, is going to put up at least a hive or two. And I guess mushrooms, are those produce? That's fungi.
Okay, yeah, fungi. We can mix some of those in.
We definitely want to test a log. Test a log of mushrooms, maybe some sawdust or wood chips or something.
Yeah, if you want to also hear a little bit more about how to put bees on your own roof, I think Brandon was just on the most recent episode of The Naturalist here on the Heritage Radio Network talking about bees. Yep, they just put some up above where we are broadcasting from right now.
Yeah, he's a big bee fan.
Definitely is. Well, how do you...
Sell honey, too.
Yeah.
Just in case we didn't say that.
how do you plan to expand? Are you planning for there to be more than one Brooklyn Grange rooftop farm?
Yeah, definitely. We need to prove that everything works. We need to continue making everything work. And then there's a lot more roofs that get a lot of sun that are kind of wasting some valuable space across the city. So we want to continue it.
Now, is there still costs that you haven't yet, you know, basically been able to get your funds for that you're trying to donate some money? I know there's going to be a party here that maybe you could tell us about, a fundraiser for this project still.
Totally. Yeah, we're having a fundraiser on Saturday.
This Saturday coming up?
This Saturday from 2 o'clock till 8 o'clock.
Here at Roberta's?
Yes.
At 261 Moore Street in Bushwick.
Yeah,
totally. 11206, in case any of you from out of town want to come, stop on by.
Yeah, here at Roberta's, just off the L train Morgan step.
Yep, I think Heritage is supplying some food to cook up at the barbecue.
Heritage is supplying, and my boy Eric and girl Lily at D'Artagnan just said they're going to give us some pork as well.
Very
so
nice.
It's going to be a combination of the two. And then we're getting we're going to have some awesome baby greens and potato salad.
Okay.
So there's going to be food and then also some drinks. And Gwen's got the backyard looking beautiful. We're going to they're going to start having weddings out there this summer. And
I think the first might be Heritage Foods USA's own John Hoppin, right?
I think it might be.
I think it is.
John Hoppin.
So we'll look forward to him making the backyard real pretty for his wedding.
So yeah, and Saturday's supposed to be beautiful, last I heard, like 80s and sunny. So it'll be fun. Everybody should come on out.
And then I know there's this Kickstarter program. This whole concept of Kickstart sounds so interesting to me. But maybe you could tell people where to look for that link or.
Yeah, definitely. Kickstarter, just to describe it in a little bit more detail, Kickstarter's this great new website. I think they started last summer or early fall. And the whole point of it is to get people started on new projects. Just anything fun, interesting, community-oriented, progressive, whatever they want to do. They get it started. You make a video or put up photos and put up some paragraphs describing what you're doing. And then people from all over the world can log into the website, click on it, they fall in love with your idea, you know, whatever, and then they can donate.
But there's a kick.
There is a kick. Big kick.
I know. Kicking the ass if it doesn't go well. Tell us what it is.
You need to get the whole project funded.
So what is your,
otherwise,
what are
you asking
for?
We're asking for $20,000. We had a 40-day time frame. We're only like 4 or 5 days into it, and we're up to, I didn't log in today, but I think
you were
it was
up like 4,200 today.
4,200.
Yeah.
So we're moving. We still got a ways to go too, but we're basically right on pace, and we're trying to spread the word as much as possible. Yeah. I do have a website. I'll say it. It's, well, you can go to our farm website, which is www.brooklyngrangefarm.com. And I think it's the second link. You'll see it very quickly, a link to our Kickstarter campaign. And there's this cool little update on it, too.
Nice.
Otherwise, you can go to Kickstarter and search for Brooklyn Grange or Google it. It's a kind of a complicated Kickstarter exact link, but you know, emails will be flying around, and I think Heritage might be posting something about it too. So
yeah, I think so.
So for anyone that wants to find it, hopefully they can.
Yeah, I mean, why should just, you know, some random person donate to this?
Well, we do offer something. There's buckets. If you donate $10 or less, you get a bee named after you.
Sweet.
We're naming all the bees. It's going to be brutal.
Yeah. How are we going to name? I mean, keep track.
We're using the hurricane list.
Okay.
And Brandon did it. Brandon's done it before. So, yeah, it's old hat for him. He always names his bees. He loves them that much.
Brandon the bee man in the control room.
And then, well, so that's a $10 bucket, and then it goes to $25, $50, $100, up to $500, although there's no maximum, and or $1,000, actually, we have a bucket of. And, you know, and then the higher tiers, there's invitations to our end-of-the-year harvest party. You get T-shirts that say Brooklyn Grange. You get the bee named after you. I think one of the most important ones is the $25 bucket, because that's very approachable, mm-hmm. affordable for different people, and you get a bag of vegetables. You get to stop
that's
by the,
awesome.
We'll have your name on a huge list,
yeah.
And you get to stop by the farm stand anywhere, Brooklyn, Queens, wherever. We'll have a few of them going on through the summer. And
yeah, I was going to ask that next.
Cash in. Get
do
a
we
bag.
Know yet? Yeah.
Get some vegetables.
Definitely. Please do. So definitely check out BrooklynGrangeFarm.com.
Right here at Roberta's, too.
Roberta's is going to be one of the stops to get your produce.
Yeah, we're going to most likely Sunday afternoons all day. It's a lot of brunch crowd. We're going to get mobilizing artists and people living out here in Bushwick and Williamsburg, and come here and get some vegetables from the farm.
Sweet. So when do we think we're going to start seeing, you know, the first Brooklyn Grange, you know, produce, or, you know, not livestock just yet, but items on menus in the city or in, you know, people's, you know, kitchens?
Well, we're going to be ordering the soil and the green roof tomorrow morning, first thing, actually, because we just signed the lease today.
It is so exciting.
And I need to crack the whip a little bit on those guys, but we're hoping for 2 weeks. It might be three maximum.
Which guys are you talking about? Your workers that are in the back tilling the soil as we speak?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Suppliers.
I'm like, because then you are really driving these guys. Damn.